Glory and glory and glory. Thank you for this morning. And then, knowing what the Lord had put on my heart to preach, even a couple of weeks ago, it seems, and I know it's true, that the Lord was in the arrangements of the way the song service progressed, the songs they sang up front, pointed toward heaven. But the Lord reminded me, as he will you, we're not hardly home yet. And it's one thing to get started in the race. A lot of people start, you know, if you notice marathons on TV, 1,000 start them, and very few finish. And the Lord expects us to finish with the victory, not discouraged. Now, I know there's a lot in the world to be discouraged about. If you were to focus on that, it would take all your time. But the Lord has strengthened us if we want that strength. And there's some scripture I want to use this morning. I'll be very brief this morning. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, "For this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. We want to finish the race before he comes with the victory in their hearts. And the only way we're going to do that is to have the joy of the Lord. We just read that, Nehemiah said. Well, how do you have the joy of the Lord? Follow him. Follow his precepts. Give him preeminence in your life. And Psalms 118, verse 14 says, "The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation." So when we let the Lord mean more to us than anything else in the world, then he is our strength, and he will give us the victory as we walk, no matter what the world does. And the world will get worse. The wicked will become more wicked. That we know, and that's okay, because greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. Proverbs 10:29, "The way of the Lord is strength. If we follow him, he is our strength, and to the upright. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." So we look through the Word of God and we see many examples how he has told us in his precious Word how we can have that strength. And one way we can look at it is to go somewhere in the Word of God that he has directed in my path this morning, to go to the book of Daniel. If we study the book of Daniel, he has given us some examples of how those people from Judah traveled all the way from Jerusalem to Babylon. Hard, hard voyage. Over 1,500 miles. And yet, because God was their strength, they endured. And then a lot of things happened when they got there. So if we follow those examples for a few minutes this morning and see how in despair and in dismay, and it seemed like all hope was gone, God still gave them strength. And no matter what the world does to you, or no matter what it does and how bad it gets, the Lord is our strength. Remember that. And we can finish the race with victory. Now, if you study the book of Daniel, we realize that journey was hard. Sometimes we can't imagine, nor could we imagine, how rough it was. Think of this, 1,500 plus miles traveling, children, and older people and younger people traveling days and weeks and months on foot through the cold at nighttime, through the deserts, and in the heat of the day. And we can't imagine that. That would be bad enough, but after they got there, there were more tests and more trials. But no matter what happened, God was their strength. I've studied a little bit about America and what's happened in America in the past. And God has blessed America, there's no doubt about that. But one thing that I think we could relate to a little bit, we can't relate too much of what happened those thousands of years ago about that hard trip through the desert up to Babylon, which is present-day Iraq. We can't, in our minds, perceive all they went through. That was 1,500-plus miles. But we can read about, and it's not been all that long ago, when the Trail of Tears, we've studied that, perhaps been to the museum, and that was 1,000 miles. That was bad enough. That happened in 1838, And by the way, that was the year that God established Fletcher First Baptist Church. It wasn't Fletcher First Baptist Church then, but it was Old Salem Baptist Church. But this church was established that same year they were traveling. And that was 1,000 miles. And we know what happened there. We have read the history of it. Over 20,000 got started on that march, and 4,000 on the way perished and died. So we cannot imagine all that happened to those Israelites, those people from Judah, as they were traveling to Babylon. But we do know in the book of Daniel what happened once they got there. Four things I want to bring to our memory. I won't have time to read a lot this morning, but if you study it, you remember it. And remember, when they got there, the king said, Nebuchadnezzar said, to his servants, find me some of those Israelites. I know they're bright boys. I don't want the average. You know, anybody can be average. You know what average means? The worst of the best, or the best of the worst. Neither one of those sounds too inviting, does it? So Nebuchadnezzar says, I don't want the average, I want the best. Those that are trained in science, those that are skilled, and I want to cause them to forget everything they knew about their God, and I want to introduce them to the God of the world. So it was a time of testing. And he had in his mind to take those boys and try to dismiss everything they'd learned about God. But good news is, too late. Too late. No matter what the world does to us, we have been introduced to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He saved us. He sealed us. He came to dwell within us. And so the time of testing, and there can be strength in the time of testing. You know the story, the three Hebrew boys and Daniel, they said, we won't eat and we won't partake of what the world does. Just try, just test us, because we know our God will help us endure and give us strength during this time of testing. And so the eunuch was favorable to the four Hebrew boys, and now they went through it, and then it was all time to be introduced to the king to give them the great test. And they tested not only them, but all the other people in astrology and all the other worldly people. And you know what they found out? That those Hebrew boys, because of the strength of the Lord, was 10 times better. So we go through this world and we can partake of the joys of the Lord, and we can let him give us strength, and he will give us victory. And no matter, and there will be a time when we will stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It won't be old Nebuchadnezzar or his type. It'll be the Lord Jesus Christ to give an account of what we've done for him. And the only way we can testify is that it was through the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord will help us endure in time of testing. But not only that, it will help us in time of trouble. Oh yeah, once we pass the test, we're still not home yet, see. And the devil will see to it that there is going to be some times in their life that we need some help. So remember the story. God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream. It troubled him. Called for all the astrologers and all his people and says, tell me the dream. Couldn't do that. No man can tell the dream, much less interpret it. And then they were going to all be put to death. Hey, Daniel and those three Hebrew boys were all part of that court, and they were going to have to be put to death too. That is a time of trouble. Looks pretty bad, but there's strength to help in time of trouble. And now they said, tell us the dream. Daniel said, tell me the dream. I don't know how, but my God does. So he told him, he didn't know the dream, but give me a chance. And so he knew that there's only one hope, one way to tell the king the dream, not only to save him. There's only one help in this world to get us through time of trouble, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll give us strength in the time of trouble. And then not only the time of trouble that they were going to get through, but there is going to be a time that we need to have the sincerity prayer in their life. A time of despair. No, no, no. It'll be a time of introducing themselves afresh and new. Say, God, we're in despair. And there's no help. from the world. The world can't give us help. We're in trouble. And we know there's testing. We can't endure that. But we know that the Lord Jesus Christ can help us. So they just said, call a prayer meeting. That's a good thing to do. Daniel got with his three Hebrew boys, and they had a time of travail. Emptiness. Empty yourself and bring yourself to the Lord. That's all you need to do. It's what they learned, what we need to learn. Paul told us that. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present yourself a living testimony, holy and acceptable to God. That's all he will accept, is ourselves, with all the sins gone. He'll take care of the sin question, but we have to do the submitting. And there they were that night. They were in a time of travail. But you know the story. There is strength to help in time of travail. So they humbled themselves before the Lord and says, Lord, we will perish, and other people will perish. And it was a testimony to God and to the world and to you and I today that God not only could tell Daniel what somebody else dreamed, but tell him the interpretation of that dream. Now the dream was told to him, and if it were that day, and you and I were in that position, we'll never be. But if God would tell us somebody's dream, the interpretation of, and that interpretation was going to tell all the history of the world that was going to be until the time of the Lord Jesus Christ come, that's big. We would no doubt wanted to have honor and glory for it. And the world wants that. The world seeks honor and glory. But you see, if God has helped in the time of testing, God has helped in the time of trouble, and God has hearkened to those in time of travail, then that same God needs to be honored in the time of the pleasures, not the world, but the pleasures that God gives us. You know the greatest pleasure in the world is to come before a mighty God and let him get rid of all the sins in your life. And he has made you pure as the white of a lamb because of the precious blood of Jesus. And we come and we're honoring him, a time of travail. There's nothing like it. No substitute the world can give for the peace. Remember what the disciples did is they were there in that room. Jesus was crucified. And they were in the room with all the doors shut. And the windows were shut. And all of a sudden, the Lord appeared to him. And the Lord says, peace be unto you. And then the God of peace. So he revealed himself to him. I'm not dead, I am alive. So he talked to him and told him a few things. And then as he departed, he told him something else. Same thing he said to start with. Peace be unto you. Now the world talks about peace. But he said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you, but my peace. There is nothing any more important that will help us give strength for the journey ahead is when we come to him in travail and we let him honor the prayers that we pray, and he tells us the answers of those things we don't know, and he helps. But now at this time, it's a time to honor him, a time to honor him. They could have went before the king, and at that time, before they honored God, it would have been something that the world would have done, but not them. They'd have had all the strength. Let's read the text together in the book of Daniel, chapter 2. They're going to give honor to God in the time of testimony. Look at verse 20, after verse 19. Then was a secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Once God helps us and delivers us and gives us strength to overcome the time of testing, the time of trouble, the time of travail, then it's time for us to honor God. I don't know about you, but I get behind on bringing honor and glory to God. One of the best ways to do it is just get somewhere with you, your friends, or just you and yourself, and just tell him. Have you ever tried praying? I know you have, but one of the best prayers, if I've ever prayed a good prayer, is this. Now ask him for anything. He's already done it. He's already answered their prayer, and now it's time to honor him. And let's look at the honor David, not David, but Daniel has given the Lord when he does great things for us, take time to honor him. It's the greatest, greatest joy in the world. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in that vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. And then, and only then, after he had given God the glory, the honor, and the praise, and testimony, only then did he go and tell the king. Oh, the king was quite pleased. But the real key was that Daniel had honored God. But the question to you and I this morning, God has brought us through and will bring us through all the testing the devil throws on us. Not a problem for God. He'll help us in every trouble that ever comes our way. Not a problem for God. He will give us strength when we travail to him in need of answers in our prayers. But the thing you and I must do is bring honor and glory to him in their life, in their living, in their testimony. I don't know about you, but I get way behind on that. Be a good time this morning as you stand. Could you come sing again that last song you sang? What an honor it is to have this precious family with us. It brings honor and glory to them. No, it brings honor and glory to God because God has blessed them and their testimony. And that's what they're doing in their song, bringing honor and glory to him. And as you're bringing honor and glory to him, what about you this morning? Altar is open. Any need in your life, the Lord could fulfill it. He could take that which seems to be a trouble, that which seems to be a test, and you can't go through it. No, you can't without him, but his strength is available. What about the testing? No problem. Trouble, travailing. God is your strength. The joy of the Lord will be your strength.
How lovely are the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Good news announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. grace and majesty. He is alive. He is alive. God loves us so. See here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we
So when you have testing and trouble and sorrow and dismay, just remember, strength in the Lord because our God reigns. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Usher's going to come at this time. We're going to receive love offering for the Hayes family. We appreciate them coming. We appreciate the goodness of God, the land. Yeah, did you hear that request? What's the name of the song? The Morning Holy Spirit? No, that's not the song they sing. That's okay. Sing any song, okay? Okay, well, Esther's going to come this time.
Father, we just thank you so much for your love. Thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for the song services, Father. Thank you for the preaching. Thank you for this part of the service, Lord. Let us be a service to you, and we look up to you. Bless this offering in your name we ask. Amen.
Announce the singing in that, please. Thank everyone for coming. We appreciate that. come by and thank his wonderful family for coming back. Their blessings on them.
Yeah, they do have their all of our products out front, so please visit their tables as to go. And don't forget, tonight also we have a primitive quartet coming tonight, so they'll be at 6 o'clock, so please come.
Okay, you're dismissed. Thank you. Thank you for coming.